Welcome everybody to share number 1610, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so just an interesting question which came up. Not so much in Kedibah Mebrachos. Kedibah Mebrachos, the order of Brachos, but if somebody at Hesach Hadas, one of our wonderful B'nai Chaburas, we always ask everybody to constantly send in shailas and questions, and if we don't have an answer, we get an answer, but that's how we learn together. We work it out, and if it's a good shaila, we make a share of it, and everybody should know how to work it. So, interesting question as far as Hesach Hadas. In other words, the general concept is, right, let's say I'm eating a bag of potato chips, right, for example. That was talking to the question. I'm eating a bag of potato chips, and now the question is, the person's eating potato chips, fine, now they decide they had enough, finish, right? Or they finish the bag. Right? That's it. So they, in their mind, they decide they had enough potato chips, case closed, finish. So now if they want to go ahead and start eating again potato chips, another bag or even the same bag, in other words, they closed the bag, they did an action, if I remember correctly, I think it was Rabbi Eliashiv that mentioned, it was brought down quite a number of times, that it's Sefer Yisrael Lachas brings it down, others, that nowadays it's not, you have to really do some sort of an action, a little bit of an action, like push the food away or something to show that you're done. Because people change their mind constantly. There's some sort of an action, I push it away, I put it in the fridge, whatever. Okay, fine. But the bottom line is, be it as it may, in general, if somebody had in mind to stop eating and finish, they're done, so one should not eat anymore. And if they do, l'chayra, I mean, according to Mishbira, for sure, you would need a bracha, and definitely if you do an action like push it away or whatever, then even according to Rav Eliashiv, one has to make a new bracha. That's called, he's changing his mind and finish, and it's Yehad Hesach Hadas, and that is one of the cutoffs of a bracha. In other words, just like by Shinai Mokum, a person goes outside, it's also with some sort of a Hesach Hadas, right? Eating a bag of potato chips. Now you go outside, and I come back, right? I go out in the street, whatever. Now I come back, I have to make a new Bar Pri Adama on the potato chips, right? So that's it's like an automatic Hesach Hadas, whereby a person, so the same thing, even if somebody didn't go outside, they're in their house, and now I decide, oh, I had enough, finish. I'm not eating anymore, finish. That's, but now the question is, so then they would need a new bracha. So now the question is, that was presented, that the person's eating potato chips, fine, and they finish, and they had in mind, they're done, no more potato chips, finish. But now they realize one or two little pieces might have fallen on their shirt, or might have fallen right on the table over there, that was part of their bag of potato chips that they were eating. Good, they're not interested in eating more potato chips, a new bag, or whatever the case might be, they're done, they finish the bag, but they had in mind to finish, but there's one or two little pieces that are left over, fell on the person's shirt, or on the table, or whatever, in a place that's clean where you buy, you could eat it. Could they now eat those couple of pieces? It's really part of the bag. Or do we say no? What do you mean? You had in mind, a person had in mind to stop, right? A person had in mind to stop eating. But it's not in mind to stop eating, so maybe those one or two little pieces that are left over fell on their shirt or on their skirt, let's say, or on the table or whatever. It's now a new eating. So the l'chayra, I mean, there's two ways of looking at it. You know, obviously, there's two ways of looking at it. I mean, it's always best, would be always best, if somebody feels that they have to, they want to eat those couple of pieces, to go and make a hadama on something else, and have in mind those two pieces. But if somebody definitely did, I mean, that would be probably the best thing to do, if that's possible. But many times a person, sometimes, I think the question was presented, a person on a plane, sometimes in the car, you don't just have another food with hadama to go take and make a new bracha. So l'chayra, there's room to work with to say that those, that one or two pieces that fell on the person's shirt or their skirt or the table or whatever is really part of the same bag. It's in other words, they had in mind to stop eating potato chips. In other words, they finished the bag and they're done. That's it. But They didn't. That's all part of the bag. That one or two pieces that fell on their shirt or skirt or table or whatever, right, is really all part of the same bag. That's not part of the. That, in other words, it really that came before they had in mind to stop eating. Why did they stop eating? Why did they have in mind to stop eating? Because they didn't realize there's one or two pieces on their shirt from that same bag. It's like the leftover shirayim, if you want to call it. So there's definitely room. Bottom line is there's definitely room to play with if one would take those one or two pieces. Is even without a bracha, even though you'll say, what do you mean? They had in mind to stop eating. Yeah, but they had in mind to stop eating when they're done with the bag. That's what they had in mind. And those one or two pieces are part of that same bag that they were eating. So that's still part of the original bracha. That after that, yeah, they had in mind to stop. But that one, those one or two pieces that fell on the table, the skirt, the shirt, the leftover shirayim or whatever, that might have fell on their shirt while they were eating, it's still really part of the original bag. And the same thing would apply by cake, cookies, something like that. Somebody's eating a cake, whatever, and they're done, and a little piece fell on their skirt or whatever, or a couple of crumbs on their shirt. They wouldn't just finish that off or whatever. So, and they had a mind to stop, but that's all part of the same thing. That's all part of the same eating. So there's definitely room where we could say that those few crumbs or those couple of small little tiny pieces from the potato chips or whatever is all part of that same bag. That's all part of the same eating process. And the fact that they had a mind to stop would only begin afterwards. And if they want to go take something else, a different bag of potato chips or more cake or some more cookies, then they would need a new bracha because they were mesiach das. They totally changed their mind and they decided to stop eating. But those couple of pieces are l'chayra, part of the same thing. Again, it's always better to make a bracha on something else, but many times you can't. In the car, in the plane, in the at work, or whatever the case is, there's definitely room to be makel over there and not have to make another bracha on those couple of crumbs. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem bracha. Kol tuv.